doing it for 50 years, then how often do we need work to thank him for things such as the beauty of his creation, the love of family and friends, each moment and hour, or especially for Jesus and salvation, only for things that he has given. Hebrews 13:15 says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise unto God continually, that the fruit of our lips may be thanks unto his name. Our next song is a joyful hymn of praise, praise to the giver of all good gifts.
In the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in John 15:13, greater love hath no man than this, to lay down his life for his friends. Our next song is called Wondrous Love. What wondrous love is this? What wondrous love is this? What wondrous love is this that caused the Lord of this to bear the special curse for my sin?
Thank you. Thank you. good to be with you this morning. I trust that the Lord will bless you through the music that will be in your hearts. Cornerstone Bible Institute, who doesn't know anything about it? Pretty much everybody does. Just a couple of things, just by way of reminder. It is a 3-year Bible school seeking to immerse new students in the Word of God so that it will affect their life, so that they can then go out and minister effectively for the Lord. All the students major in Bible and then have an emphasis in interpastoral studies, in Christian education in the local church, in missions, biblical discipleship, counseling. All of the faculty and staff are either missionary supported or are volunteers that are in the pastorate. We appreciate Pastor Townsend coming and sharing his time and you sharing him with us. It's been a tremendous blessing and a privilege to have him. We also have some teachers that teach over Skype. The two Courtney young people that you heard here in the choir, their dad is Pastor in Hillsdale, Oklahoma, and teaches our Greek and Hebrew classes. So, and there are a couple of other teachers as well. There is an information table in the back. Please avail yourself to the information, the literature that's there on the table. Also, some business cards that are there. Have our web address on there. You can go and look at some updates. You can actually follow the choir tour and see where we're going to be in May. So it would be of interest to you. Any questions that you may have, please ask us, ask the students. Visit with us. The students have all the answers. I mean, it's almost the end of the school year, so trust that the Lord will bless our fellowship together afterward as well. I've asked Isabel to come and share with us. She's going to answer a couple of questions, I hope. So first of all, you're from Lisbon, Idaho, and why in the world do you
drive?
And we're glad you did. Anything unique about Cornerstone that has affected your life or that you can learn? Read aloud or does he get it? Like I said, visit with the students, find out what's going on in their lives and how the Lord is working, how he is blessing in their lives. I'd like to share just a little bit from the Word of God this morning. Colossians, the first chapter. We're going to be looking at one particular thought in the context of several verses that are given there. We have as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have a very privileged position with God. Please don't turn there, but well, you can if you want. But in Ephesians chapter 1, I'm just going to list some of the things that are listed there regarding our position. We've been chosen in Him. We've been accepted in the beloved. We've been redeemed. We've been forgiven. We've obtained an inheritance. And there are some more. What a privilege we enjoy if we have put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. That's our position in the family of God. This is not all there is to the new life that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ as a believer. We also have, and this is what I like to term, we also have our practice. Our position is our standing in the family. Our practice is how we live it out. God is in the process of transforming us from what we were to what we are in Christ. Now, I hope that'll rattle around in your mind just a little bit. I'm going to rephrase it in just a moment. This is part of the role of CBR. We have the privilege of being used of God in the transformation of lives for His glory. So we are becoming what we already are in Christ. In Christ, I'm holy. In practice, I'm getting there. I hope. Okay, you follow what I'm saying? I am becoming what I already am in Christ. So, when we get to Colossians, the first chapter, we see here the prayer of the Apostle Paul for the Colossian people. Remember, he had never been there. Church planted by some of those who had been a part of his ministry had never been there. But in verse 9, we're going to read verses 9, 10, and 11. Verse 9 says, "For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy." I just mentioned this. Verse 11 gives us the information regarding the power, the ability that we have in Christ to live for him. We don't do it in our own strength, but we are strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, not our own. So keep that in the back of your mind as we go through a couple of things. A part of this is that Paul has prayed unceasingly for these people. He says, I pray for you. I lift you up before the Lord. I desire that you walk with God. Not only that you have been saved, not only that your position is correct and right and your standing is right with God, but that you walk in a manner that's pleasing to the Lord. And he said, I've heard of your love for the Lord. So it's not like he's chastening these people. It's not like he is getting on their case for something. He's encouraging them to continue on. And that's my desire this morning. Encourage us. Continue on. How many of us have arrived at perfection? You raise your hand, I'll ask your spouse. How's that? Or your kids. Mom and Dad, perfect? Yeah, well, we'll go on here. The content. What is he praying? Filled with the knowledge of God's will. Is that what it says? That you may be filled, in verse 9 there, that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will. How do you get that? The book? You're going to read it? Study it? Know it? Filling your mind with the knowledge of his will. But then it says something else. You know, wisdom and spiritual understanding. Scratch my head on that one. What do you mean? Wisdom and spiritual understanding. It is one simple word. Application. Wisdom and spiritual. I am going to not only just understand all the nuances of his will, I am going to know how it applies in my life. How the Word of God affects my life. It's one thing to have my mind filled with all kinds of information. I like one man said, Bible school is not designed so that you can win at Bible trivia. It is to affect our lives so that we can live for the Lord. Application. I had a cousin had great intelligence. He grew up on the farm. And I would go and I'd spend some time with him. And I loved to drive the tractor that his dad had. I don't know whether it was an international five safety or something like that back in the day. And we're driving this thing, and I'm just having fun driving the tractor, just whatever field work that we were doing together and that kind of thing. Now, my cousin, on the other hand, would rather read the manual about the tractor than drive the tractor. Because I'd rather understand all the principles, all the stuff. And I got, what is wrong with you? He said, but you got to understand how it all works. No, I don't have to understand how it all works. I just know how to apply what I do know, and I can make it go, and I can get the job done. And we would go round and round on that one. And wisdom and spiritual, there are some things I need to know. I need to read the instructions. I need to understand some of it. I need to know how it applies so I can what? What else does it say? He says, walk worthy. Walk worthy. What does it mean to walk worthy? Walk in a manner that brings honor to the one you represent. Walk in a manner that brings honor to the one who taught you the skills that you know. Walk worthy. We can spend quite a bit of time on that, but we'll get to the next one. Fully pleasing Him, and then being fruitful in every good work. Fully pleasing, in all pleasing. Fruitful in every good work, and then increasing in the knowledge of God. Again, not only the understanding from the Word of God, but understanding the application, increasing in my relationship, my knowledge of God. What does this mean, this pleasing Him? And again, I will back up to the idea of walking worthy, those two going together, honoring God. I'm in God's family. Is that not correct? If I know Christ as Savior, I'm in God's family. How do I honor the family or the head of the family? Just by what I say? Or by what? By my actions. How I live. I'll be careful with this. Can I displease the head of the family? Now hear me through all the way through. Can I please the head of the family? I would submit to you the answer to both of those is yes. Now, let me ask you this question. Does this pleasing or displeasing make me more or less a part of the family? No, it doesn't. Does displeasing make me more or less loved by the head of the family? And the answer again is what? No. Now we have to be careful with our children. They must understand that their behavior does not determine our love. If you do that, mommy's not going to love you. Ooh. You do that, daddy's not going to love you. Well, be careful. The behavior doesn't determine the love. The behavior doesn't determine the position in our family. It can be pleasing or displeasing, honoring or dishonoring to the family. That is very important to remember. So our position with God is not affected by our behavior. God's love for us is not affected by our behavior. But we can live in a manner that's pleasing or displeasing to the Lord. We have a very privileged position. It's not affected by our behavior. We must then, even according to Paul's prayer for the Colossians here, walk worthy. Walk in a manner that honors the position that God has given us. And I trust that these few thoughts be a challenge to our hearts as we seek to live on the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes.
We're not finished yet with your program, but we do want to take a moment and receive a love offering for Cornerstone Bible Institute. It's come a long way. They're just starting out after graduation on May the 5th, and they'll have several other churches to go to on their spring choir tour. And also, would you remember to pray for a young lady by the name of Stephanie Fuller? She's a member of the group here, but she had an accident last Monday and broke her ankle. Imagine that, Becca. And she had the surgery yet? Wednesday. She had to, like Jack, I had to wait a week before surgery, so it's starting to go down. She will be laid up for about 12 weeks. But that's okay, because she had maybe got a wedding in 13 weeks. So remember Stephanie, if you would, please. She's a busy gal. She's the president of the senior class. She's got all kinds of responsibilities and duties at the school, plus planning a wedding. And she's one of these gals that's just busy, busy, busy. And she's had to slow down. It's kind of difficult for her. But remember to pray for Stephanie. Father God, thank you for the choir that come, Cornerstone Bible Institute, and the influence that these students have on one another, the privilege that we have to teach and to try to grow them up in the Lord so that they can in turn go back to their homes or their churches and continue that same process. Some of them are called to the mission field, some are called to the pastorate, some will be teaching in Christian schools, and just all kinds of areas of ministry where they in turn will influence others. Father, we thank you for that. We ask that you will bless them in their endeavors. The seniors especially, we pray, because some of them are anxiously looking forward to the next step in their life. We pray that you would open doors for them and you would give them guidance and help. Bless this offering, we pray, both the gift and the giver, in Jesus' name. Thank you. That reminds me, I started a new ministry. It's a guitar rescue ministry. If you have any guitars that are broken or dirty or hidden away in a closet in search of a good home, just let me know and I'll be glad to rescue it. Because I want to add it to my guitar center. Janelle, I noticed your guitar is way too big for you. So, we need to talk about downsizing. I'll just take that one off of your hand. But if you're small enough, you've got to choose. Thank you. You haven't had your final in Revelation class yet. So, just tell you. I've neglected to introduce to you Mrs. Charles. She is the director of the choir and the people. So, Mrs. Charles, come and finish up for you. Is that what you're doing next? Okay. Thank you.
Prepare a place for you. Paul is further to this goal to declare in Philippians 3:14.
heart to the tithe of the high quality of God in Christ Jesus. For our conversation is in heaven, from whom all the world is for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. What a day it will be when we all get to heaven.
Thank you.
morning, we should be reminded of God's love and sacrifice that each one of us may have the opportunity of eternal life. As we consider all that Christ has done for us, the question comes to mind, what is our response? Romans 12, 1 says, I am keeping therefore my right by the word of God, and to be sanctified in the name of God, but holy, and just, my dear God, the sin of Jesus Christ. Being ready to God, we pray to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Lord and God, 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 the Lord and as we come to the end of the program, we have to ask questions of God for us to do that. We have 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 to do that. And remember, when all the Christ is done for us, our response is to do that.
Thank you.